104.9 The Hawk, counting down to the 46th annual Great Meredith Rotary Ice Fishing Derby, which it has been nice, it has been cold, the ice is in, and we're just over a week away. And it's right about this time that I'm always joined by a person or two from the Rotary, and today I've got Wendy and Bill, chair and co-chair of the Meredith Rotary Ice Fishing Derby. Welcome down to the studio.
Thanks, Zach. Happy to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for taking time, and you as well, Bill.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So, we are just over a week away, and everything is looking good. It's nice and cold right now, and it'd be nice if it was a little bit warmer for the Derby, though, right?
I would like it about 30 degrees,
all right.
But and sunny. Let's do that. 30 True. Degrees and sunny.
We're excited to have ice this year. That
yes.
is the
That's the big thing.
That is what I've been looking forward to, and that's what I've been talking about as we've been trudging through these single degree or below zero nights. It's like, guys, it's going to pay off. We're ice in. It's just going to help the fishing derbies as they come up. So it's happening the 8th and 9th, right? You guys already have Derby headquarters set up down at Heskey Park. Is that correct?
We
yeah.
do.
Yeah, we got in a couple of weeks early because we had the weather to move the trailer when we did and got it in. And Bill and his team have been in there setting up the electronics, and he can tell you about our new feature today.
Yeah, we're excited to announce. If you check out our website, icefishingnh.com, we have our live feed. So it actually projects right off of our trailer onto the ice, and you can see all the bob houses that are already set up out there.
What are some of the things that that the Rotary does with the funds that are raised? What does it go to?
Well, we look for donations. We do get a lot of requests for money, but we've done things like this past year, we just built a building over at the Loon Center, which was one of our major projects. We try to pick a major project in one of our surrounding towns, Meredith, Center Harbor, Moultonboro, Sandwich. We built the pavilion right near mm-hmm. Lago. We've done the skate park.
We also do scholarships.
Lots of them.
For a lot of scholarships for a lot of local high schoolers. Addition, we've also worked with the Center Harbor Fire Department and helped to supply them with some ice suits to help with ice
for
water
rescues. Mm-hmm.
With the Derby coming up on the 8th and 9th, something that I know a lot of people look forward to has been the kids clinics that New Hampshire Fishing Game has put on. And it's always weather dependent, and I know it's kind of here or there year to year. And last couple of years, yeah, ice was not safe. It wasn't good enough to necessarily do it. But it is coming back this year with a little bit of a fun twist.
Yes. So if there's ice and the Fish and Game feels that it's safe, they will hold a kids clinic to help teach them how to fish. And this year, Bill and his wife, Erin, have kind of beefed up that a little bit.
We did. Okay. We wanted to beef it up a little bit more, knowing that we hadn't had ice the last couple of years. We want to make it a family event so that the kids can come out and also have some involvement in seeing the festivities and everything that's going on down at Derby headquarters. So what we've done this year is we've added a kids activity tent. It will be heated. So in years that we don't have ice, we'll still be able to have activities, for the kids to be able to come down and hang out.
Yeah.
Saturday, the fishing game will be out there pretty much all day teaching kids how to ice fish. We're also going to have the Loon Center come out and do a presentation on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we'll have the local library come out and do a presentation as well. So
we got to talk about the Interact Club, too. That's Rotary in high school.
Mm-hmm.
They designed merch themselves this
yes.
year, so that's coming. And then they are also selling tickets for not a bob house this year. It's more one of those fishing
pop-up.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So they'll be on site selling their raffle tickets as well. Our merch trailer is full.
It's always there.
Great stuff.
Starts full. Get down there. You can grab stuff ahead of time with sweatshirts, hats, commemorative stuff as well. And there's always something. And it's always a nice design every year. And was it last
body
year?
Body Covers did a great job this year
body,
for us.
Oh, Body, yes.
The we love the design. We showcased it last night at our meeting. It's different colors this year a little bit that they mm-hmm. kind of pop out
mm-hmm.
and the design's amazing. She did a really good job. We are going to have an online store, too. If you can't make it down, we're going to have we start selling Friday morning around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And this was the other one that we had put out as a contest for Interact.
Back, it's got a student-designed logo.
Oh, yeah, with the Bob House there. Oh, and
Lago.
It logos right in the background, being
yeah.
down in the bay. That's awesome.
Yeah, so the high school put out a contest to all their students to submit designs. And Brogan Donnelly, he's a senior at Interlakes, was selected as this year's winner. And so they're going to do Interact, the junior high school, you know, the high school Rotary Club will be doing that as their fundraiser as well.
Very so nice.
They'll be selling these shirts down
there. Lots going on this week, next weekend.
Well, it's coming up February 8th and 9th. You can go online to icefishingnh.com, I believe is the official site. And you'll also be able to follow along with how all the different species, the weigh-ins, the length, which we'll be providing on the radio station as well. So you'll be able to tune in for that. But come on down to Heskey Park to Derby headquarters. It's a fun experience. Bring the kids, get your merch, and get your Derby ticket because you're helping to support the Meredith Rotary. And also, hey, you could win some money. You never know.
Right. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. More music on the way. 104.9 The Hawk.